Chills, man. Hustle Machine is born.
I was trying to do a baby sound, but it sounded more like a dinosaur.
Like a velociraptor.
Opening a drawer. I don't know. Opening a squeaky drawer. Let me try that over. You say Hustle Machine is born. I say, wah. That's a little bit better.
Yeah, that was better.
Or it's worse. I don't even know. Anyway, we have a podcast.
We're back. We are here. We are in Hustle Machine now, man.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So we have a podcast. We are co-hosts and co-owners, not only of Hustle Machine, but of a marketing and web design company called Market House. I am Jason Marlowe, and across the internet from me is Zach Tatum. Say hello, Zach.
Hey, how's it going? I was trying to give you a high five. Other way. There you go. Okay, your hand was way bigger than mine.
I'm sitting a little bit closer to the camera. So yeah. We'll get these things sorted out. Anyway, so for those who are listening, know that we have a video version of this. And then those who are watching, know that we have an audio only as well. So, so Hustle Machine. So let's just do the who, what, where, when, why, and how of it. Right?
Let's do it. Yeah.
So you tell me, who is Hustle Machine?
Hustle Machine is for entrepreneurs, solo, mm-hmm. As what you call solo entrepreneur or solopreneurs, business owners who are looking for a community of other entrepreneurs, other solopreneurs, mm-hmm. other business owners to be a part of a community. And that's what we want to build. We mm-hmm. want Hustle Machine to give an outlet for you to get feedback on or to bounce ideas off of. But it's also we want to bring content that is relevant for you specifically. Mm-hmm. So we're going to cover how to deal with clients. We're going to talk about how to deal with stress, how to invoicing. I mean, we're going to talk about
things for
project management, like everything.
So things for entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, just like you're a business of one, freelancers. Yeah. I'm sure there's going to be a big creator, like a creator maker community around this that we'll be able to talk to. So just people who are out there hustling and making their dreams happen. That's not necessarily going to fall within a typical 9-to-5. Right.
Yeah. And we want to flip the script on what the word hustle means, because we're in a society now mm-hmm. that talks a lot about hustle. There's a lot of, people making a business off of just hustle, but there's mm-hmm. this mindset that you have to give up all of these things in order to make your dreams happen. And we're here to say that you don't. You don't have to. You don't have to give up on those things.
It's a tongue in cheek kind of, like, not really poke fun at, but I mean, I guess sort of it is. It's our kind of response to that overly overworking American Western culture, where it's just like, I got to run myself ragged in order to be successful.
We're pushing back on that a little bit because I think you can't do your best if you don't take care of yourself.
Yeah.
What expense do you want to hustle at that you lose everything? Like if you're doing all this by yourself, you don't have your family, that you lose your family because of your hustle. Was it mm-hmm. worth it?
Yeah. And I mean, it's Hustle Machine is, we're hustlers. Zach and I hustle in our business. We've pushed really, really hard over the last, I think, almost 10 years, you know, working together in this business. And we've worked a lot of nights, a lot of really early mornings, overnights, time of the weekend.
Everybody slept.
Yeah, but it's always come at a balance and a personal sacrifice where we were willing to take on that load rather than put that back on, you know, to family and friends and make them the ones that are gonna sacrifice there. But what was that conference we were at? That speaker told you. Tell that story real quick.
Oh yeah. So we were at a marketing conference.
As we do.
We got to meet
pre-COVID.
One of the, we got to meet one of the keynote speakers. I'm not going to say his name, but I think when people hear the story, they may understand who I'm talking about. But we asked this particular person, we said, you know, here's our position where we wanted to make the leap to doing this full time. We were both at this conference representing our 9-to-5 companies that we were working for at the time. And we said, well, what does it take? What do we need to do to make that leap? And where do we know when's the right time? And they basically looked at us and said, you got to let your spouse or whoever, your significant other know that you're giving up your weekends, you're giving up your evenings, you're giving up time with friends. All of your free time is now absorbed into this. And get them on the same page of, hey, but in a year or two, it'll be worth it.
Yeah.
And at the time I was like, well, this person said that, and that's really good information. I feel like I should do something like that. I'm gonna have to go back to my wife and tell her that. And then I think me and you were in the car on the way back, and we're like, because we rode together, but I think we're in the car on the way back and we're like, but is that really what we want to do? Like, I still would like to go on vacation. I would still like to see my family awake. And I think when he told me that, our daughter, our oldest, she was only probably less than a year old. And so then I'm like sacrificing time with her. And,
well, you know, in the same vein, I saw a clip from a well-known speaker. Again, I don't want to pinpoint people.
No.
But like, it was a conversation, and the guy was talking about, you know, becoming your best self. And, it was something to the effect of, if the person who I was going to be with and spend the rest of my life with, was going to somehow hold me back from becoming my best self, then, I got to have the conversation that says, I can't be with you because I'm not going to be my best self. Which is ridiculous, because when I was watching it, the interviewer was like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't say anything profound. He said something like, I can't believe he said that, you know? Yeah. And it's, I don't know. It's, I don't really understand who has to suffer. Like, why does anybody have to suffer? I think if you just construct your business, construct your personal life with really good balance, and you work on your mindset, and you automate things that you can automate, and you take the right steps to becoming a better entrepreneur, then I think that you can make all of those dreams happen that you have, but you don't have to be that way. You know what I mean?
No, you don't. And I think that was the whole mindset for us to create Hustle Machine was you don't have to do all that. You don't have to give up on all those things. There's no guarantee that if you sacrifice all those things that A, it would work out, and B, that you would get there faster if you had sacrificed or not sacrificed.
Yeah, facts.
You don't have any guarantee of that. So why would you want to give up on all of that? Is that the way you want to live? Like, is that how I understand the point. And I think if you're single and you don't have a significant other, you don't have kids and all that sort of stuff, then by all means, go as hard as you want, because that's the time to do it. But if you're in the situation we were in, and we could tell a little bit of our story in Market House, and we can do that here in a second. But if you were in our situation where we were married, we did have significant others, we did, we started having kids when we started this business. We didn't want to give up on all of that. We wanted to still be connected to our family. That was still very important. And even the way we run our business now with Market House is family is very, very important. And we schedule meetings, we schedule our work schedule around to be able to be with them as much as we can.
Right. And it's still a hard balance. I mean, we're well over a year into this, into running our business full time. And, I still find myself going, well, I feel like I still feel like I need to like ask for time off. It's weird, you know, it's weird working for yourself. You have to kind of overcome a lot of like negative training almost that makes you, you know, fearful to relax a little bit, to not go 110% all day, sure, every day. You know what I mean? So, yeah. So let's get back to it. So who is Hustle Machine? Zach and I are Hustle Machine. Hustle Machine is you. Hustle Machine is the community that we hope to build, yeah, around this whole thing. That'll not be a big aspect of it.
Not hope to build. We will build.
We will be building, yeah, a community around this, where we are, you know, we're mentoring each other. We hope to have, or we foresee, peer groups that develop within this community, where we're helping each other, continuing education and continuing to learn and become better business owners. We have a cool vision, and that's kind of what it is, kind of trying to help retrain people to understand that they can have more balance in their life. Yeah. So, this is our little, like I said, our little tongue in cheek poke at, the way business culture is now and trying to, yeah, change that up a little bit. So that's, yeah, the who, the what, like we just said, that's what Hustle Machine is. It's our rejection of the way, business operates now. Who, what, where? Where is Hustle Machine? Where is Hustle Machine, Zach?
It's everywhere. It's here. It's everywhere. It's now. Yeah.
It's everywhere.
It's here. It's now. This is something, mm-hmm, we've been talking about for over a year. We, yeah, used to have another podcast that's still out there, Lunch Break Marketing. And we wanted to get back into the podcast world. Mm-hmm. We were very successful with Lunch Break. We had a lot of good success there, a lot of great interviews that we were able to do, which was a privilege, and we got swamped going back to hustling. We got so busy, yeah, that kind of we had to cut where we needed to cut, and that was one of the things we had to, but we're back, and it's here, and we're, mm-hmm, and this is something we are extremely excited about, and can't wait to see where it takes us now,
for sure. So it's who, what, where, when is Hustle Machine?
Every week. This will come out every single week. You'll get, mm-hmm, so if you see below, you see the scrolling information there. You can follow us on Instagram, Facebook. You can follow us on our personal accounts, go, mm-hmm, to our website, subscribe, like us on YouTube, like us on, or subscribe to our podcast on, yeah, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Your preferred social media consumption source.
That's right. So wherever you get that,
yeah,
subscribe, so you don't miss out on an opportunity. Mm-hmm. And the thing is too, is, as we go, we want to incorporate you as the Hustle Machine community into, right, these podcasts as well, so that,
right,
you can share your insights and you can share your stories, because we're not sitting here saying that we've got everything figured out or we know everything about hustling and entrepreneurship, mm-hmm, and because we don't, but we know that we need a community around us, and, yeah, we know that every entrepreneur we've talked with,
whoa, are you a secret Canadian?
Yeah, talked about. every entrepreneur we've talked about, or talked with, I should say,
yeah,
has all expressed that thing as well. Mm-hmm. Expressed that they, mm-hmm, need community, they need others around them, or, yeah, they're like, you know, I just have no one to talk to. I express this to my friends and family, and they just kind of look at me like I'm crazy, or they have no idea what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
So being able to incorporate that into the community, and having you guys share your story and share your advice and all that sort of stuff will be what we want to incorporate into the show as well.
For sure. Now, expanding on when we'll be launching with several episodes. So you can, if you like this one and you're like, man, these guys sound lovely, I would love to spend 20 to 25 minutes with them constantly. yeah. We'll launch with several episodes. Like Zach said, it'll be weekly. We'll probably do some live ones as well. Some live shows down the road. We've done a lot of live shows in the past. We really enjoyed those. So we'll be doing live shows. So that's who, what, where, when, why? Why Hustle Machine? Why Hustle Machine? Why now?
Well, we kind of explained that a little bit, but I think just understanding who we are and understand mm-hmm. Market House is probably a good why we decided to do this. So we'll do this really, really quick. Jason and I were friend. We met in college.
I thought you were going to say college sweethearts.
No, we were not college sweethearts. I do have a college sweetheart that I'm married to now, but
I married my high school sweetheart. Winning,
so one upper. if you know Jason, that sounds about accurate. One.
Whoa! Shots fired. Pew, pew, pew. It's probably true.
It sounded like you were like wah, 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 like the rapper horn or whatever.
Yeah, the DJ horn.
The DJ horn. We were high college. We met in college. We were both friends mm-hmm. in college. That we actually have the same degree, same focus in college and everything. Mm-hmm. So we had classes together. And when we got through with college, I know for myself, when I graduated, I was trying to find a job.
You went into freelance, I think. I went into like just management.
Well, the reason I went into freelance was because I could not find a job. This was 2008, 2009. Mm-hmm. And it was next to impossible to find one. And I was struggling so hard. And everybody was kept saying, you know, your work looks good, but we just need somebody that's got 5 years experience. I was like, I can't get the start if I can't get 5 years experience. So it took me a little while. And so that I decided I'm just going to freelance. Long story short, I remember sitting in my, I was doing some freelance still, and I had walked away and it finally got me a job. And I was working at that job. And I think we were chatting on Google. You remember GChat?
Yep. I was hoping you were going to say MySpace.
No,
that would have dated this a little bit more.
No, we were on GChat and we were chatting back and forth at work, which we probably shouldn't have been doing. And I think I had a project that I was working on that I needed some help with. So I asked you for help or whatever. And I said, jokingly, I said, you know what, if we might as well just do this together, you know, like, I could probably use your help on stuff. And, you know, I think we were both working on stuff together already.
And I don't pick up on jokes.
No, you didn't.
I thought you were being serious. I thought you wanted to be my friend again.
Be your friend again. We were already. And you're like, okay. I was like, wait, for real? I was joking, but yeah, that sounds great. Let's do it. 2013, we signed the paperwork, submitted it off, and then we were official. Fast forward, we had a lot that we had to learn and discover. Finally found our niche probably 3 or 4 years ago. We were both marketing directors at the time at two different companies, running our own teams in those prospective businesses. And it was exhausting because we finally found our niche and we were getting some fairly big clients. And we were trying to balance, like Jason said earlier in this podcast, we were trying to balance home, work, and freelancing. And it was really hard. And I think that it came to that pivotal moment where that speaker said that to us. And I was like, no, I don't have to do that. And then, you know, we've been doing this for a year. We've been doing it full time for a year. We made the leap and it was very scary, but it was probably the best thing we ever did.
Yeah, absolutely. Hands down. You know, I have. Ever since we made the jump, you would think that people think that you have it all together. They're like, wait, you left, you quit a job. They're like, whoa. Like you quit a job to go work for yourself. And they're like, how? What?
That's crazy.
They don't get it. They like to think that you have all the answers, but you know, it was scary, and two, it was equally as exciting, because it was like, okay, it's finally on me now. You know, I think as an entrepreneur, solopreneur, freelancer, creator, maker, side hustler, whatever, you have a you have this feeling down inside your gut, you know? And yeah, your gut, that you just know that you are being called to do something else, you know? You might be good at something, might be amazing at something, that's your full-time job, but you also might find true joy and happiness from something else. Yeah. And I think it's a really big struggle for a lot of people to kind of find that, how am I going to be happy? I know I need to survive. I need to create a living for myself and for my family, but like, I also want to be happy too. And, you know, it's funny, since we made the jump, I've had conversations with friends, who were thinking about the same thing. They just, I just don't know how to do it. Like, I don't know when to do it. I don't know how to do it. Like when is the good time? There's not a good time. And it is scary and it is exciting. And I think that's a universal story. And for Zach and we're so excited that we finally did it. We wish that we had done it sooner. Yeah, but we know that if we had done it sooner, I don't know, maybe would we have had the success that we are now, you know? But, you know, so.
Well, I mean, just to put it in perspective, the reason it was the best decision we made, to float two people at the salaries we were at in our regular 9-to-5s was going to be a big, big ask, right? To make that leap and then match that salary. We're both making more money than we've ever made in our careers as even marketing directors at two companies that were multi-million dollar companies. It wasn't like some small company. These were big companies. We're making more money now, and we've brought in other people onto the team. So it's not just Jason and I anymore. So that's in the first year. So we do have something to bring to the table, some success that we've had, and there's a lot we're still wanting to learn. And we want to learn from the Hustle Machine community, and we want to continue to grow as entrepreneurs, as business owners, and we want to grow not just Jason and I. We want it to be the whole team. We want it to whole community to all thrive and grow together. That's the dream.
Right. Collectively, we all become the Hustle Machine.
And then we go back to that person and we say, we didn't have to do that. We're redefining the word hustle, my friend.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
and that's it. That's the Hustle Machine. We did it. That's the first episode.
And we're out, and that's the last one. So
that was fast. We probably should have built that community while we were chatting, but
oh, I was. We already had like birthday parties and celebrations, and we planned a vacation.
Yeah, expect more of banter.
Yeah,
for this show, we like banter.
Yeah, yeah, we do.
Anyway, awesome. Yeah, thanks so much for joining us, and we're so excited to go on this journey.
Don't forget to subscribe. Don't forget to like and follow wherever you can. We want to hear from you. When we go live, we want to have those Q&As and be able to hear from you guys. So
all of that,
man, we did it. What a weird way to
Well, it's weird. It's weird to go across. If you're watching on video, you understand. If not, just know that we're trying to like internet high five through the screens and fist bump. It's just
there you go.
And awkward. Okay, on that note, let's go.
All right, let's go.
Bye.